My mama was the best woman who ever lived. Just the sweetest thing. But my daddy was about the worst. We never knowed when he was coming home, and we was all scared to death when he did. He liked to beat up our mama. I had taken to sleeping with mommy so nights he did come home, I could help her get out the back door fast.
Mommy, wake up, quick! Get up! I hear the truck! You gotta get up and get out the back door now!
I was glad I had good ears. The road into our holler didn't come up all the way to our house, so if I heard the motor of his old rattle-trap truck bouncing up the washed-out trail, I had time to get her coat and shoes and rush her out the back door before he got inside.
What? What's that?
Mommy could be hard to wake up when she had been in the woods cutting timber all day. I turned the wick of the kerosene lamp up so she could see.
Here's your shoes. Put them on quick. Get down there to Lena's house just as fast as you can.
Fireball, honey,
she said, tying her shoes and reaching for her ratty old coat.
You know I can't go into Lena's house. If Sam found me there, there's no telling what he'd do to her.
I know, Mommy, but hide in the bushes nearby. They'll hear you if you holler. But you won't have to if he don't find you. So hide good and stay off the road. If he comes looking for you, he'll most probably be driving.
Baby, what would I do without you?
You just get on out now, Mommy. I love you.
I could hear my daddy banging and carrying on at the front door while I hurried her out the back. I heard him come stumbling in, cussing and hollering.
Tay, you good-for-nothing bitch. I ought to whip your ass for not answering me. Where the hell is my supper?
Scooch over,
I whispered to my sister Lurie as I jumped into the bed, already sagging with her and a couple of the other young'uns.
Y'all stay quiet no matter what,
I warned the little'uns.
Did Mommy get out?
Lurie whispered.
Yeah, and I heard him coming in time to get her shoes and coat, so maybe it won't be as bad as last time.
All the kids was wide awake now, scared to death, just waiting for Daddy to come in our room and ask where she was. We heard him bumping around, and sure enough, he stumbled in hollering our names, asking if she was hiding with us. Lurie jumped up to light a kerosene lamp and held it up so he could see all of us piled up in two beds.
See, Daddy? She ain't in here.
Where is she, Hazel? I bet you know.
No, sir, don't reckon I do. Our mama taught us to always tell the truth, but we had decided we weren't lying if we didn't know exactly what bush she was hiding behind.